This is the Salon of Jorge, the king.
Front edge.
Pelé's private room in his own museum. He used it when doing interviews and meeting friends. Okay. Claudia, on the staff here, is showing us around. A photo of him with his parents, the chair he sat in. Ordinary objects made somehow important by the presence of one enormously famous, and now gone. She got to know him during her time working here.
He was very kind, always treated everyone as if it was a pleasure to see them. He was a special person.
Pelé was more than a person. He was a brand, important enough for the Brazilian government to build this museum.
All of the foreigners used to visit the museum because he, the king, was so important. He was an idol, a myth. Now he's become immortal.
But he was only too mortal, vulnerable, to begin with.
It's quite poignant, actually, that the museum starts with the shoebox that Pelé built with his uncle, and he was shining shoes at a very young age at the local railway station. This is where it all started for him, and the sort of poverty, I suppose, that his family was in.
That boy became the man of 1,000 goals, who could shoot with both feet, run the 100 metres in 11 seconds, hover seemingly supernaturally in the air. Everyone wanted a photo with him, and they still do.
I travelled 1,000 kilometres to take a picture with the king.
I mean, he was a really good player, but what makes him so special that he was worth driving 1,000 kilometres for?
Who has 3 stars, he says, referring to Pelé's 3 World Cup wins. He's still the only one. From there to the pinnacle of celebrity, meetings with monarchs, presidents, movie stars, endless endorsement deals. The little boy who'd grown up shining shoes in Brazil had gone global, and he stayed there till his death. But it didn't dim the affection for him back home. In the night air of Santos, the town whose team he played for, where his museum is, 1,000 voices sang the Santos anthem in homage in the last moments of a dying year. Pelé departed with it, but an enormous affection remains for him here. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Santos.